Hello, all the new friends of the Think Bricks channel. Today we have breaking news that will shock some, but finally clarify the rumors about Bricks expansion once and for all. An unexpected statement of Russian foreign minister is making a buzz around the globe. Yesterday, June 25th, during his visit to Belarus, Sergei Lavrov made a statement that many were eager to hear. By an overwhelming majority of votes, in the 10, it was decided to take a pause with new members in order to digest the newcomers who have doubled their membership. In parallel, the categories of partner countries, steps before full membership, are being prepared. Dear friends and colleagues, now you may throw away all your lists of 92 countries will join BRICS, 59 nations will join BRICS soon, and etc. But our most dedicated followers know that we have been discussing this potential scenario since March 2024, when the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs first hinted at it. In our previous video, we shared the words of Sergei Rybkov. Listen. The focus is, first, on integrating new 2024 members, and only then will partner states be determined through consensus. We have also reported on the words of South African Foreign Minister Naledi Pandor in a couple of more recent videos. She explained that despite huge demand for admission, the group was more interested in strengthening its current membership. Then there were several messages from the BRICS Shepherds meeting, from various working groups on the BRICS agenda, and finally from the BRICS Foreign Minister Summit, where top officials agreed on the organization's bright future, but not a single hint about future expansion. The BRICS had never expanded their group with such a large number of new members as it had happened in Johannesburg Summit 2023. The only expansion until then occurred in 2010 with the entry of South Africa itself. Last year, it was proposed full membership to Iran, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Argentina, and Ethiopia. Argentina later turned down the invitation because of the political stance of its newly elected president, Milei. Saudi Arabia hasn't officially joined BRICS yet, trying to avoid any possible complications with the US. But the country does take part in all BRICS events as a partner. As we said in this video, the BRICS don't want to miss out on the chance to expand their relationships. So they're talking about a new kind of partnership. Moscow is putting together a list of countries that could become BRICS partners. They are also working out the criteria for this. Russian presidential aide Yuri Ushakov said, speaking at the Primakov Readings Forum yesterday, "Our presidency is proactively working on coordination of criteria for new category, BRICS partner countries, and on preparation of a draft list of countries to whom such status can be granted." According to the Russian foreign minister, the categories of partner countries, which are like steps before full membership, are being prepared. It's clear now that BRICS isn't in a hurry for quantity. It's in a hury for quality. The multipolar world needs to be built on a solid, stable foundation where every brick counts. That's all for today's video on the BRICS decision not to expand. We hope you found this breakdown insightful. If you did, don't forget to give us a thumbs up and subscribe for more in-depth analysis on BRICS and the multipolar world. Have any thoughts or questions? Drop them in the comments below. We love hearing from you. Until next time, stay informed and stay curious. Thanks for watching.